During his confirmation hearing, President Biden's nominee for Attorney General Merrick Garland told U.S. senators that if confirmed, he would make the investigation of the January 6th insurrection his first priority. And he also sketched out what kind of Justice Department he would lead.
We do not yet have equal justice. Communities of color and other minorities still face discrimination in housing, in education, in employment, and in the criminal justice system. And they bear the brunt of the harm caused by pandemic, pollution, and climate change.
Joining us now is NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
Happy to do it.
So how is the confirmation process going so far? What are your impressions of Merrick Garland?
It seems to be going very smoothly, and that's really no surprise. Merrick Garland has had experience at nearly every level of the justice system in his career, which is now 44 years long. He's moderate and pretty well respected across the political aisle. Democrats have been calling on him to restore confidence in the Justice Department after the tumultuous years under Donald Trump and to take the lead in the Capitol riots investigation. And Republicans are asking him a lot about old scandals from the Obama years. Mm.
This morning, ranking Republican Senator Chuck Grassley said no one doubts Garland is qualified, but he has some questions about how Garland would run the Justice Department.
I don't want consent decrees that federalize law enforcement and cause murder rates to soar. I don't want a return to catch and release on the border.
Carrie Johnson, if confirmed, how would a Merrick Garland Justice Department be different from the Trump Justice Department on police reform or immigration enforcement?
Well, Merrick Garland said President Joe Biden does not want to defund the police, as some activists do, and neither does Merrick Garland. He says he would support, as the president does, some offloading of police responsibilities when it comes to people who are mentally ill or suicidal, something law enforcement says it wants. He also said he would follow Biden's lead on a potential moratorium on the federal death penalty, but he didn't go so far as to say that he would support the president commuting or shortening the sentences of people already on death row. And finally, he pledged cooperation with an investigation into the family separation practice in the Trump years. But he did not pledge that he would, at the Justice Department, investigate that himself.
What about stopping the Russia investigation by Special Counsel John Durham? Senator Grassley asked about that. He also asked whether Judge Garland and President Biden have discussed any investigations of Biden's son, Hunter. What did Merrick Garland say about that?
Garland said, so far as he knows, which is not that much, there's no reason to end the Durham investigation now. He plans to meet with John Durham after he's confirmed as Attorney General and find out where Durham is going and what resources he might need. With respect to the Hunter Biden tax investigation, Garland says he's going to do everything in his power, which will be considerable, to avoid any partisan politics infecting law enforcement decisions at Justice. He says he has not discussed the Hunter Biden matter with Joe Biden or anybody else, and he does not intend to. He is drawing a bright line there between the Justice Department and the White House.
Would you say confirmation is a sure thing, Carrie?
I wouldn't say anything is a sure thing in this day and age, but I've got to say I've heard a lot of support from Republican senators today, including Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, John Cornyn of Texas, and many others. Merrick Garland is a consensus nominee and a moderate. And in fact, we're going to get a full committee vote March 1st, next week, in 1 week's time, about advancing his nomination further.
About 40 seconds, Carrie. While we have you, what did you make of the Supreme Court's decision this morning on the release of former President Trump's tax returns?
Oh, the timing was fascinating given the ongoing Garland hearing. Obviously, this is a decision that will be cheered by the Manhattan District Attorney, which is investigating this matter. And the President Biden seems to want to leave this to local authorities. We'll see what Attorney General Merrick Garland has to say about it if he's confirmed.
Carrie Johnson is NPR Justice Correspondent covering the confirmation hearing today of President Biden's nominee for Attorney General Merrick Garland. Carrie Johnson, thank you very much.
My pleasure.